The Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, Episode 7. Welcome to the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast. I'm Jim Gaston, your host. In the last episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we looked at the 1959 issue of the U.S. News & World Report that stated that Polynesian paralysis had disappeared from Hawaii after World War II and a surge of industrialization and commercial development. However, we know that is not the case, because just a few months prior to the U.S. News & World Report article, H. Allen Smith had written a book, Waikiki Beachnik, and reported that he had a case of Polynesian paralysis, and almost everyone he met in Honolulu also got Polynesian paralysis sooner or later, especially the tourist. Today we're going to review an article in the June issue of the 1960 Saturday Review. That would be Volume 43, Issue 26. On page 33, under the title Literal Leisure, is a book review by Jeanette Watkin. But before we get to that article, let me address a question that I often get about Polynesian paralysis. Some people wonder how they should breathe while experiencing Polynesian paralysis. The answer is simple. Just breathe normally. Avoid fast, shallow breaths and don't hold your breath. Otherwise, just relax and be aware of the air going in and out of your body. Many methods of meditation or mindfulness will recommend slow, deep breaths that go in through your nose and out through your mouth. This is a perfectly acceptable and widely practiced breathing technique to help you relax and be in the moment. But remember, Polynesian paralysis is not so much about something you do, but something you experience. Taking a few minutes to be still, relax, focus on your breathing, be surrounded by nature, be aware of all your senses, can help you experience Polynesian paralysis. Okay, let's get back to the June issue of the 1960 Saturday Review, page 33, and the book review written by Jeanette Watkin. The book she reviews is Waikiki Beachnik by H. Allen Smith, the same book we looked at in Episode 4. You recall that a beachnik is a cross between a beach bum and a beatnik, someone who lives in the tropic and thinks that anyone with a real-world job, those who work from 9 to 5 or in an office building or factory, is insane. It's possible that a beachnik is someone who is experiencing Polynesian paralysis. Let's read what Ms. Watkin writes about H. Allen Smith's book, Waikiki Beachnik. She writes, an acute disease known as Polynesian paralysis, which seized H. Allen Smith during a 10-week stay in Hawaii, apparently did not permanently impair his ability to translate his experiences into characteristically racy prose. He recovered at least long enough to record the symptoms in Waikiki Beachnik. She notes the book was published by Little & Brown at a cost of $3.95. She goes on to describe Polynesian paralysis as a socially acceptable ailment along the lush paths that connect the Royal Hawaiian to the Moana Hotel. It creates an intense aversion to mental and physical effort. And so, Mr. Smith became a beachnik. For his admirers, H. Allen Smith's treatment of any subject is a mixture of impudent, the mildly irrational, and even the hilarious. Now remember, I told you in a previous episode that Smith preferred to be described as a reporter with a humorous slant, not a humorist, as he was often classified. Smith was able to turn his anecdotal humor into best-selling books and amusing articles. He felt his stories were funny only because the world was funny. He was a keen observer of life, people, and the human condition. If you listen to the past three episodes of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, then you'll note that we've reviewed four books and articles where Polynesian paralysis has been used. Three of those are related to the book Waikiki Beachnik by H. Allen Smith. First, there was the first published mention of Polynesian paralysis in the book Waikiki Beachnik. Then there was the article in Saturday Evening Post written by H. Allen Smith. And today we have looked at a book review in the Saturday Review. So now you might be asking if I have any examples of the use of Polynesian paralysis that were not associated with H. Allen Smith. Yes, I do. I have more than 40 examples. In the next episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we'll take a look at an article that appeared in the November 1960 issue of the Bulletin of the San Diego County Medical Society. The article was written by Dr. Howard B. Kirtland, Jr., a medical doctor and a surgeon. He describes events at the 8th Congress of the Pan-Pacific Surgical Association in October 1960. Remember that Polynesian paralysis is not a disease or medical condition, even though many people, even a medical doctor, might refer to it as such. Polynesian paralysis is simply the ability to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. Polynesian paralysis is usually experienced by tourists in Hawaii, but it can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime. Polynesian paralysis does not involve any drugs or medicines. It is totally natural and free. Polynesian paralysis usually lasts only for a few minutes, but the effects can linger and cause you to be kind to others and yourself throughout the day. You may even develop a new perspective on living and life. You can learn more about Polynesian paralysis on our website at RX Aloha. If you have questions about Polynesian paralysis, or if you've experienced Polynesian paralysis, please contact me. You can use the online form at rxaloha.com or send me an email at info@rxaloha.com. Until next time, please take a few minutes each day to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. Enjoy Polynesian paralysis.